You are listening to Announce, Season 6, Episode 15, Finished Dead First.
Take a moment with Announce, a podcast providing thought-provoking anecdotes tailored with you in mind.
I'm Jim Fugate, and it's my privilege to share Announce with you. Have you ever heard a determined person say, "I'm gonna do it," or "die trying"? I have, and I might even have said it myself a time or two. Gratefully, death didn't actually need to be a part of the equation. There was a man by the name of Frank Hayes who might have uttered that same phrase a few times. Frank was a jockey. He rode in steeplechase. Frank was well known around the track. He started as a stable hand and finally got his shot as a jockey. Most folks found Frank an affable guy with an easy smile. He was quick with a joke and easy to be around. This is the story of his first winning race. Frank learned he was scheduled to ride in the second race the next day. On the horse, Sweet Kiss. The horse was designated to carry 130 pounds in the race, which gave Frank about 24 hours to drop 10 to 15 pounds. And I'm not so sure that dropping 10% of your body weight in a day is a good idea. But being a can-do guy and loyal to the owner, Frank set out on a long run to trim off those 10 to 15 pounds before weigh-in. He was out, racking up the miles, wearing multiple sweaters in June, denying himself food and drink. And Frank Hayes dropped the weight just in time. It was the 1920s, and jobs were not easy to come by. He had been lucky enough to be galloping steeplechase horses for the past 4 years. He knew the drill, and he was determined not to fail to make weight. It was June 4th, 1923, at Belmont Park in New York. Frank and Sweet Kiss, with odds at 20 to 1, were not expected to do much. But that probably didn't matter much to Frank. He was living the dream and doing just what he wanted to do. Frank and Sweet Kiss showed up at the gate. The horse was ready to run. The jockey was weak and tired, but dressed in his finest silks and eager to ride. The gate slammed open and they were off. The fan favorite, Gimme, was definitely showing well and setting the pace. But the improbable duo of Sweet Kiss and Frank Hayes were looking very strong. So well, in fact, that he and Sweet Kiss were in the lead over the last jump. There is a dramatic photo taken at that last jump. It focused on Frank and Sweet Kiss, all by themselves, coming up over that jump, just moments before they crossed the line, as the winners. Unfortunately, their chance in the winner's circle was interrupted somewhere between that last jump and the finish line, as Frank died in the saddle before crossing the line, and then punctuated this most shocking and unexpected win by falling out of the saddle to the ground and being pronounced dead. A week later, Frank Hayes, who was buried in those winning silks, received funeral flowers instead of a champion's bouquet. And Sweet Kiss got a new nickname, Sweet Kiss of Death, and she was retired. But she and Frank went out on top with their first and only win. Frank Hayes, the only jockey to win a race in spite of being dead first. Often we see in our lives and in the lives of others examples where the cost is too high. What was lost or left behind just wasn't worth it. Or circumstances where all success was asking was just a tiny bit more. So here's the ounce. Was Frank ready to give his life for that race? Only he can answer that one. In every endeavor, there are choices, questions to be answered, like, how committed are we to accomplishing the task? What are we willing to sacrifice, and what is it worth? Are we willing to, or should we, put everything on the line? You are the only one who can provide that answer for yourself. Jim Rohn said it this way, learn how to separate the majors and the minors. A lot of people don't do well simply because they major in minor things. And Steve Covey stated, Most of us spend too much time on what is urgent and not enough time on what is important. You've got to figure out what matters to you, and you've got to loosen your grip on what doesn't. And that's it. An ounce. Submitted for your consideration.
Thank you for listening to another great episode of An Ounce. I'm betting you know some folks who would enjoy this podcast too. So share the love. Please like, follow, and share. And we'll catch you next time with a new minute measure of wisdom from An Ounce.
Hey, check out our YouTube videos at youtube.com/@AnOunce podcast. That's youtube.com/@@AnOunce podcast.